Blue Origin is the company founded by Bezos of Amazon, and nothing for years. But, Bob, is there something now?
Yes, yes. We might finally be getting close to the first launch of the New Glenn rocket, orbital rocket from Blue Origin. After years of delays, Blue Origin this week announced that it, and showed a picture of this, it has finally joined the first and second stages of its orbital New Glenn rocket in preparation for the first launch later this year, in August, they say. The stages are not vertical, they are horizontal inside the assembly building, but they both exist and they've both been put together. So this rocket, which was originally supposed to launch in 2020, looks like it might finally launch in 2024. And what's significant about this, of course, is that it's a very powerful rocket. It would be comparable to the Falcon Heavy, and so therefore it would provide some real competition to SpaceX once it launches, and that's a good thing. And in fact, the military, I'm going to go right to the second story, John, the military has already issued a small contract to assess New Glenn in order to eventually certify it to do military launches. It is right now the only SpaceX and ULA can do military launches. They're the only companies certified. But the Space Force would like to certify a third company, and so it's going to start looking into this almost immediately as New Glenn launches. So possibly by 25, it has three companies to launch with. And this is all good news. We're getting competition in the rocket industry. And thank God New Glenn is getting close to launch, John.
New Glenn is reusable. I wanted to confirm that.
Yes, the first stage of New Glenn would do the same thing the Falcon 9 first stages do, would land on a barge, a drone ship in the ocean after takeoff. That's the plan. Now, obviously, it's never launched, so the first few launches, it would be a surprise if that first stage is recoverable and used. But since it's planned to be reusable from day one, we should expect that it should pretty soon be working and reusable, and therefore, once again, lowering the cost for launch and being competitive now. So we've got competition that's going to force SpaceX to finally start lowering its prices even more, because SpaceX, it has been able to overcharge. It's charging less than everybody else and has reduced the costs enormously, but it charges more than it has to because it doesn't have to charge less. No one else is competitive.
Now, all right, we have about a minute, Bob. There are four startups in Europe. It occurs to me, as you report, do you attach these startups now in Europe to the fact that there are right-of-center governments coming into Europe everywhere?
Maybe. What's happened is, quickly, the European Space Agency and the European Commission have jointly issued developmental launch contracts to four rocket startups. These are not Ariane Space. These are all private companies, two in Germany, one in the UK, and one in Spain. And the reason they're issuing these contracts is they no longer want to depend on a monopoly from Ariane Space. Ariane Space now will have to compete with these four companies, and the reason they're doing it is because Ariane Space has failed to provide them a launch rocket. Ariane 6 is not ready and it's too expensive, and so now they're going with capitalism in space. They're going to have competition and private enterprise providing the service, John.
We have a rising right-wing party in Germany. We have a right-wing party in Italy. We have a right-wing party in the Netherlands. In France, Le Pen is pressing Macron hard, and all of a sudden there's startups. I puzzle, Bob. I don't have the answer. I just puzzle. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Brown.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.